Commissioner Cheney. Commissioner Maxig.
Here.
Commissioner Parra.
Here.
Commissioner Yip.
Here.
Chair Mendez.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any comment from the public? The invisible man doesn't want to. Is there any potential conflicts of interest by anybody on the board? I will move to consent agenda items. There's two items. Does anybody on the board want to pull anything out?
No, sir.
Does anybody in the public want to pull anything out?
Make a motion to approve.
They got a motion to approve.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. We will move to regular agenda items, item six.
Thank you, Chair. I will take this item. The last hearing, Commissioner Maxig pointed out a item of concern on our audit report. And so we wanted to take a dive into figuring out what was going on with that. Get the next slide, please. So we took a breakdown of fiscal year 22 through present. The negative balance for net income was the area of concern. What staff basically found was that the auditors, it might be better to go two slides over. One, two, okay, so the auditors, they counted our revenues as the county and the city allocations, as well as our application fees, which they counted as other fees, coming out to just over $400,000. But if you look at our, If you look at our budget for that year, what happened was we had a fund balance, a reserve contribution of almost $230,000. That the auditors did not count as revenue, which, rightly so, because we're basically rolling that over from the previous year, and it's not actual allocation or application fee revenue. So in reality, go back to the bar graph, please. What we're looking at is the first lighter blue, and I think we have slides in front of you as well in case you need to refer to those. Can you hit the lights? So those colors a little bit easier to see. There we go. So you guys able to see that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So for the first section of total revenues, the first blue bar is coming in at just that $400,000, which is what the auditors basically counted it as. They didn't include the other $230,000. So that would have actually pushed it up to just over $600,000. Which would be more than our expense, which would leave a not negative net income for that fiscal year. So that's the gist of what went on there. We also included our revenues as an expenses since then. An item to note for the far right, darker blue, which is this fiscal year, our fund balance is looking a little high, but this is only dated through half of the year. We still have more expenditures to make, so we're anticipating that dropping a good amount. But the trend is rising for our fund balance, which we have recently been using to pay down allocations. So the higher that far right blue bar is at the end of this fiscal year, the more we can use to pay down allocations for next fiscal year, as well as we've also been working on trying to find a proper balance for application fees. So next fund will likely, I think we went from 20 to 25, we'll likely bump that to maybe 30 to 35 to try to find a balance between not relying heavily on application fees to get our funding, But also not accumulating too much of a fund balance at the end of the year to where, you know, there's too much to roll over and it's not as balanced out. So with that, I'll be happy to answer questions from the commission and go into more detail.
Questions from the board? No questions.
And that was just an informational item, so no action is needed.
No action on item 6. Move to item 7.
Okay, I'll take this one as well. Staff salary analysis at the last commission hearing. We dove a little bit into some findings that staff made, and we received direction from commission as far as specific agencies to look into for comparison. What we also did was we picked analyst one to study that position so that we're not going too deep into the weeds on this and we can kind of compare as best we can apples to apples. So a quick look at agency profiles for the LAFCOs you requested. There was Kern LAFCO, Stanislaus, and Sacramento. Kern only has one EO, one deputy EO, and one analyst / clerk. Stanislaus has one EO, one DEO, and one clerk. And Sacramento has one EO, one analyst / clerk. So we tried to pull as best we can the job descriptions that pertain just to analyst and find the relevant data related to that for comparison today. We also had agency profiles for the local agencies you requested. Fresno COG, they have a lot of staff, but we just pulled information on 4 associate planners, which would be similar to our analyst one. City of Fresno has 4 planner ones, and County of Fresno has 16 planner ones, and the dates that we pulled that data from are attached there. So 2025 for COG and 2023 for Fresno and the County of Fresno. Next slide. So taking a look at the LAFCO agencies, the green, olive green color on the left is the starting range of the salary, and the blue bar on the right is the high end. So basically for us, it's step, for all these positions, it's steps 1 through 5. For us, we start at step 1 at 46,000 and top out after 5 steps at just under 57,000. Kern, they only had a 1-step flat rate of 62,000. We tried following up for more information as far as is it a consultant or a contract, but they have yet to get back to us on that. San Joaquin starts at 61 and tops out at 74. Sacramento starts at 67 and tops out at 81. I believe we also were asked to take a look at benefits. So we're able to pull how much benefits cost these, how much they spend per staff member at these other agencies. And even when factoring those in, we are on the low side. San Joaquin came in quite high at 52,000. We requested some additional information as far as what that covers, but again, we have not yet heard back from them. But overall, we are on the low end, mostly thanks to some changes that we've made internally with how we shopped for our benefits and made some adjustments there. But as far as other LAFCOs are concerned, with the exception for Kern coming in just under, you know, our high is under the other agencies' lows. Taking a look at the other local agencies, kind of the same deal across the board. Our high is at about the same or lower than the other agencies' lows, with the closest being maybe County of Fresno coming in. They start at 56 grand, but we top out at 56.8. I can dive into those numbers as well if you want me to read those out. But taking a look at the benefits as well, we are pretty much on the low side. Fresno COG was the only agency that came in cheaper than us. But even factoring in their base salary, they are still starting at a higher rate than we top out at. Through any specific agency questions, we can dive into those. But the general idea being that we are on the low end. Even if we start staff at a higher range, they're still going to be underneath the other agencies' starting range. So our recommendation today is to recommend for an ad hoc committee to be formed to look into updating our salary resolution, which we are really only a couple months early on, as the previous resolution calls for it to be updated in January of next calendar year. So with that, we're happy to answer any questions and dive deeper.
Okay, who wants to serve on the ad hoc committee?
I got time right now.
Okay.
How about the chairman? Chairman and Danny.
All right. We're thanks in. For volunteering me.
Second.
Well, that'll be the ad hoc committee then, and we'll have to figure out when we can meet.
Whenever you're available. Yeah. I'll come down here or coffee, wherever you want to go.
Okay.
So there are three separate actions recommended. The action A is the motion to form the ad hoc salary resolution committee. Action B would be the motion to appoint the members of that committee. And then action C would be to provide direction for staff to work with the committee to update that resolution, ideally prior to the proposed fiscal year budget, which puts us in
all right. March. Since it was ad hoc committee, I didn't think you needed board action to have an ad hoc committee. That's kind of a new one on me.
That's what I understand looking at the policies and procedures.
Of our policies and procedures? Okay.
Well, if it's ours, okay. I'm happy to make that motion for
okay,
staff's recommendation.
Thank you. What's the second?
I'll second.
Okay, you got a motion and a second. All in favor, score saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. What's the B one?
Sorry. Motion to appoint members to the salary resolution committee.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, second.
That's Buddy and Danny.
Okay.
And then I'll make a third motion for staff to work with that new committee. Bring something back to us maybe in May.
I'll second that.
Okay. I got a second for that. All in favor, so I say an aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Motions carry.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And the last item that we brought all this staff here to help me present on. Before I dive into EO comments, I do want to introduce, I believe you guys have met Jace already. We also have Elizabeth is one of our newer interns, as well as George. They're also Fresno State planning students, starting their time off with us, and they're doing great so far. They're helping staff and really moving our projects along for us.
So quick question, if I may, Mr.
Chairman. Go ahead.
So why do you guys want to be planners? Your parents planners, or you get excited about general plans? Do you live in Riverdale, too?
I live in Shandon.
Okay.
Yeah, near 18 miles east of Pasco.
Oh, yeah. Very familiar with Shandon.
Mm-hmm. You have good wine in the region. So there.
Although it's a little hot there for really good wine.
There's a 1,000 people in Shandon.
Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah. All righty. So... executive officer comments?
Yeah, so I have a two-pager today. I'll try to get through it as fast as I can. Taking a look ahead at our March hearing, we have our typical minutes. We will be going over preliminary budget. And I would like to take a informational potential action item. I want to give an update for the status of CalAFCO, and we can dive into the latest that we have on that to figure out whether or not Fresno LAFCO is interested in pursuing membership. You have your December financials in front of you. If you have any questions on those, we can dive into that. At the last commission hearing, I was provided direction to assist with the right-of-way vacation of Lanes Road. We did reach out to the city and the county. The county and LAFCO gave the city pretty much everything they needed to pursue that annexation of right-of-way. So really, we're just waiting on the city to provide that application so we can move it forward as fast as we can. That would be likely 100% consent item, so that should be fairly easy on our end once we receive it. Some Cal-LAFCO updates for now. San Bernardino and San Diego have officially provided notice that they will not be renewing, so that's two of the top-tier paying memberships so far. Some general grievances that they share includes the process that Cal-LAFCO went about for removing the legislative committee, which wasn't fully removed, but the process they went about it was not well received by the membership. At the last annual conference, the way that they went about changing seats on the board, we had a couple of members of the board, they finished their term and or retired, and instead of conducting the historical practice of basically serving, you know, 1 year as treasurer and then stepping your way up all the way to chair, they just kind of scratched that and renominated new members because that wasn't in their official bylaws and policies. So since then, Cal-LAFCO board, the new board, has taken steps to put that into the bylaws so they don't run into that issue again. And the third main grievance that they shared was the overall slow reaction to membership feedback, being the Cal-LAFCO board, you know, taking way too long to figure out whether or not to keep the legislative committee, as well as figure out if they should put into the bylaws their common practice for how they change seats. The current proposed membership for this upcoming fiscal year is at 12,921, so that would be somewhat of an impact to our budget, whether or not we decided to pursue. And the other item of concern for our budget would be that the annual conference this year, or the next fiscal year, is planned for San Diego, so that would carry with a significant travel budget as well. So again, I will come back with the full update on where we are, and we can figure out options to proceed from there at our next commission hearing. Some next steps for Cal-LAFCO that they have confirmed they are taking. The old executive director, Renee LaRoche, has resigned. They did approve a contract with a consultant to search for the next executive director. They did approve a contract for an interim executive director, Jose Henriquez. He's the current EO of Sacramento LAFCO. And with an 8-3 vote, approved the recommendation to change the policy and the bylaws. I mentioned that because it's interesting in that even that vote was split. It wasn't 100% in support of updating the bylaws. So that hopefully paints a little bit of a picture as to why some of the members are frustrated. I can see points of concern in either direction, but at the end of the day, if too many other LAFCOs bow out, then you know, there may not be much of an association to be a part of anymore. So more details to come, but I'm happy to answer any questions for that now.
So San Diego County pulled out.
We're still going to have the conference in San Diego?
As far as we know for now, it is scheduled to still be in San Diego. Basically, all the heavy lifting will come directly from Cal-LAFCO. Typically, the hosting county assists with you know, accommodations and planning and whatnot. But for now, it's all on Cal-LAFCO, and they say they're still moving ahead as planned.
Hey, you got to plan these about 2 years in advance, at least, because it's getting all the rooms and all that. So mm-hmm. You're going to be charged something either way. I don't mind San Diego dropping out. They threatened every year. I used to sit on the executive board for the state. Every year, that one guy, I forgot his name, their EO, he'd come in and try to run the show and didn't get his way, and he threatened it. A little surprised at San Bernardino, but not at San Diego.
San Bernardino, one of their board member, or one of their LAFCO commissioners was basically in line for a higher seat when they scratched that and renominated everybody. So that was their main grievance, was they were basically expecting the next step up and didn't get it.
Any more questions? We'll move on to commissioner comments and reports. Anybody have anything? So since we don't, I'll accept the motion for my favorite deal.
Second.
Got a second. All in favor is going to say an aye. So we're adjourned.
Nice touch on the lighting, too.
Get a bologna.